So, Cindy, I need to ask you, did you know that song was from Chick 91? All right. Very nice. Brings back good memories. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you that you are a God on the move and a God who longs to move in us and through us. And so do that work today, we pray. Open us up to all that you intend. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I'd like to add my personal thanks to this congregation for supporting our team as we headed to Chick in Knoxville in July. We sent 39 students and 16 adults to the campus of the University of Tennessee. And as you've already heard, God was faithful and blessed your faithfulness and generosity. Amazing things happened in the lives of us who went, and so we thank you. The theme of Chick 2015 was shift. And all week we were challenged in many ways to consider how God may want to be at work in us to shift us in our perspective, our beliefs, our views, and our actions, so that we might be more closely aligned with God's good plans for us. Because we know the reality is that none of us have really fully arrived yet. None of us is exactly where we know God wants us to be in matters of faith and life. For each of us, there's at least one area of life where our perspective is at least a bit skewed. And I want you to take a look at some images that show us how our perspective can really get out of whack if we don't have a good sense of reality. Things are not always what they appear to be. And when our perspective is skewed, we end up attributing undue power to things in our lives. And in fact, there are some things that are big that to us look much smaller than they really should be. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans about this kind of perspective shift. He knew that the work of God in our hearts and minds is an ongoing work of movement. So here are these opening verses of Romans 12. Paul says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so Paul appeals to these early Christians, and through this word this morning, God appeals to us to present ourselves fully to God, to offer our lives fully to God's work. And Paul says that in order to do this, we need to allow God to transform us, to renew our minds. We need to allow God to shift us in ways, perhaps especially in ways that are uncomfortable for us. Because conformity to this world can be so subtle. It can be so insidious. And our perspective can be skewed in ways that we're completely unaware of. So this morning I'd like to take you on a brief tour of Chick, of what our students experienced, of who our main stage speakers were, and the themes they brought to us, as we take a look at the shifts that God may be inviting us to take this morning. So the first night at Chick, we heard from Ben Stewart. And Ben is the head of Breakaway Ministries, which is a non-denominational Bible study fellowship that meets on the campus of Texas A&M University. And Ben challenged us to shift our perspective on Jesus himself. He reminded us how often, unfortunately, Jesus has been portrayed as a gentle, kind of innocuous presence. Basically, just a really nice guy who taught a lot of really nice things. And that night, Ben painted a different picture of Jesus for us. And it was a Jesus who actually would be really scary to the forces of evil. This was a Jesus who was sent on a high-stakes mission deep behind enemy lines, not only to rescue those in dire need, but to utterly destroy a deadly enemy. He asked us to shift our perspective and to see Jesus as a powerful victor over death itself. On Monday night, we got to hear from Lecrae. And if you're not familiar with him, he's a Christian rap musician who's currently enjoying a lot of popularity both on Christian and secular charts. And when Lecrae hit the stage, the crowd went wild. They were ready. And it was interesting, though, that as it became clear that he was there to speak and not to rap, people got a little visibly disappointed. He did end with a concert, so it was great. The place went nuts. But as he spoke, he had us at attention as he told the story of his growing up and of God's work in and through his life and what it meant for him personally to grow in faith. He talked of his challenges and how he had seen God be faithful to help him overcome those difficult circumstances. Lecrae challenges us to shift our perspective on the power of Christ in us. He reminded us that the same Jesus who had triumphed over death so completely is at work in us through the Holy Spirit. For those of us who have received the gift of faith and said yes to Jesus Christ, he encouraged us to consider all that God might intend to do through our individual lives and to remember that God at work in us can do more than all we ask or even imagine. That night in the arena, the house lights went completely dark. And Lecrae invited everyone who had one to hold up a cell phone with the light illuminated. And it was incredible. Literally, it was as bright as day by the light of those cell phones. And Lecrae encouraged us to consider how the power of Christ in us can bring light to incredibly dark places, especially when the body of Christ gathers to do that work together. He reminded us that the Holy Spirit in us will never go to low battery mode. We have that confidence. The third night of CHIC, we heard from Judy Peterson, who is the campus pastor at North Park University, which is our denomination's university in Chicago. And Judy challenged us to shift our perspective on the cross. And she told the story of the cross. And she told the story of those two criminals crucified with Jesus, one on either side. And she talked about the one thief who, in his agony, mustered up all the strength he could and turned to Jesus on the cross and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." And we hear that story and it can sound so incredibly powerful, but maybe part of us responds, "Really? Like, that's it? This thief, this criminal, in the final moments of life, turns and looks to Jesus and asked to be remembered, and that day is in heaven." And so we become astonished with that story, and something in us might say that it's too simple. It seems almost scandalous. But Judy helped us focus and see that the real heart of this story isn't just about how simple it can be to receive salvation. The real heart of this story is how incredibly powerful are the love and grace of God through the cross of Jesus Christ. We needed, many of us, that perspective shift. That night, after reflecting on the cross, we were also invited to the table. And so we had the opportunity to participate in a communion service for this body of 5,700 people gathered there in that arena. And I had the honor of serving at one of the communion stations, which for me is one of my most memorable highlights of CHIC. The very next night, we heard from Eugene Cho, a noted author and speaker. And Eugene encouraged us to shift our perspective on the Christian life. And he really just picked up exactly where Judy had left off. Because in the final moments of her talk, Judy had shared that as simple as it might be to receive salvation because of God's great grace, the journey of walking in the way of Jesus is anything but easy. And so Eugene helped us dive deep into that. And he talked about how the Christian life is first and foremost a missional life. God's grace to us overflows in blessings to us, but those blessings are not intended just for us, but intended to flow through us to bless and benefit others. We're called to Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit to make an impact, to make a difference, and to join in the work that God is doing here on earth. Eugene encouraged us to think about what difference Chick could and would make in our lives when we returned home. He challenged us to think about what our mission field was and where we could begin to make a difference right away. He also challenged us to be open to wherever God may lead us to make a difference in the world in the future. Our very last main stage speaker, the night before our group packed up and went on an incredible whitewater rafting trip and began that long bus ride home, was Louis Giglio. Louis is a national speaker, a pastor, and the founder of the Passion Conference for Young Adults. And I feel like Louis gave us the perfect send-off, because that night he told us how we were going to have any hope of living out all these challenges we had received throughout that week. Louis challenged us to shift our perspective on the Holy Scriptures. And he began by explaining his choice of words. He described how over time he had seen the Christian community shift in their talking from talking about the Holy Scriptures to referring to them as the Holy Bible, and how now most commonly the Bible. And he challenged us to think of how we who are perhaps most familiar with God's Word can end up treating it as something even mundane. We get ready for the day and, okay, I've got my books, I've got my lunch, I've got a water bottle, I've got my Bible. And Louis challenged us to consider in awe the fact that when we encounter the Holy Scriptures, we are in fact encountering the very breath of God. And he reminded us that as we head home, life for a committed Christian can be a lot like living underwater. There are so many influences that can choke out our desire and our ability to live a shifted life, to allow God to transform our minds and our lives. God's work in us is intended to be an ongoing work, and we need God's work to shape us in that transformation, just as surely as we need oxygen to breathe. And so Louis left us with a powerful image to make this point incredibly memorable. He brought a scuba tank onto the stage, and he demonstrated what it might look like to attend to and to breathe in Scripture just as a scuba diver might use a tank of compressed air. A scuba diver would never even think of heading out without that air tank. And for me, one of the most, I think the most memorable sound of Chick 2015 will be the sound that night of Louis breathing through that regulator, amplified over the sound system in an otherwise completely silent arena of thousands. And I came home deeply desiring to approach God's Word with that kind of intentionality, with that kind of reliance, that sense of focus and absolute need. So that's a quick look at what happened to Chick. But this morning, I believe that God has something for each of us as well. That beyond hearing what happened to Chick, that God would choose to invite those of us who are Chick and those who were not to see what that next step in God's shifting work may be in our lives. And so I just want to review briefly our themes from Chick, because it might be in one of these areas that God is prompting you to make a shift this morning. Perhaps this morning God is prompting you to shift your perspective on Jesus. Maybe you think of him as a teacher or a role model. Your perspective may be a bit conflicted right now. Certain things about Jesus you like. Certain things seem strange or off-putting, confusing. Perhaps this morning you claim Jesus as your Savior, but you know God is calling to shift you in your understanding of what it means to truly honor him as Lord of your life. Maybe this morning you sense a call to shift your perspective on Christ in you. Maybe you've accepted the gift of salvation, but you think too little of what that power in you can mean. Maybe you're timid when it comes to shining your own light, or you think that light of Christ in you is too small to even make a difference. God may be wanting to transform you by turning you a bit inside out, so that light of Christ in you more and more is how you interact with the world around you. Perhaps this morning God is inviting you to a shifted perspective on the cross of Jesus. Maybe this morning, for the first time, you're invited to turn and say, Jesus, remember me. Maybe this morning the shift for you is to point others more and more to that cross and to recognize that for yourself and for everyone else, it is not about earning our salvation, but coming to the grace of God through the cross. This morning, maybe your invitation is to a shifted perspective in what it means to live the Christian life. Maybe you've been sensing in recent weeks or months a stirring in your spirit of something God is calling you to do. Maybe it's something God has placed on your heart this morning. It might be a call to grow and stretch in your faith through a deepening commitment to the Christian practices. Maybe it's an invitation to live out your faith through increased involvement here at Salem or beyond our doors. Perhaps there's a call for you this morning to set something aside that you know is a distraction in your walk with God. Maybe there's a relationship that you need to either grow or cut off. Your call to shift this morning may be in your perspective on the Holy Scriptures. Perhaps you recognize that you need to be breathing God's word in every day in order to have any hope of not drowning in the whirlpool of the world's pulls and pressures. For me, this call to a sense of awe and hunger for Scripture is one of my most potent takeaways from Chick. Because I came to realize that there are times when I'll walk into a room and I'll see my wife, Christy, and my heart and my mind say, wow, there she is, that incredible woman. And that's a really good sign for our marriage. But God has really put his finger on that and challenged me to think about what happens when I walk into a room and encounter the Holy Scriptures. Is my first response, wow, there it is, the very breath of God. And God's at work in me on that. God calls us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to open ourselves more up to God's Spirit's work, to shift in us areas that right now we acknowledge are more in line with ourselves than with God's good plan for us. But the incredibly good news is that God longs to transform us. God longs to shape us more and more into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Because God wants us to know what is his will, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And so as we allow God to shape and transform us, we will be stretched, no doubt about it. But we will also find ourselves in places of joy and wonder and surprise. And so here's a picture from our last night at Chick. We had a great surprise as they released dozens of these huge, glowing, light-strobing beach balls into the audience. And that was just, the delight of that surprise was just in perfect keeping with the hallelujahs that we were shouting through the arena in celebration of what God had done among us that week. So may you stay open to the shifts that God intends for you. Be listening, be expectant, be obedient, and be ready to be surprised. As we close in prayer, I'm going to begin our time with a time of silence. And I invite you to ask God to reveal what he desires to shift in your life. Listen expectantly. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the God who transforms. You are the God who shifts us from where we are stuck and out into open, breathtaking places. You are the God who calls and who gives us all we need to answer that call. Work in us to enable us to follow you in your call. Shift us, Lord. We know it is for our good, and we ask that it be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.